Thank you, Hannah. I'd like to ask the commissioners if they have any questions for staff that would be questions that the applicant may not address in his or her presentation, that those be directed here now. Chair.
I have one question that's on page 37, and it's in the docket, or in the part of the docket which granted the water and sewer utilities to this site. And in particular, I'm looking at section E, and in that section, it says all laws, rules, regulations, administrative orders of the city of Boulder, et cetera, without reading the whole thing, and that this property would be subject to all the laws and regulations of the city of Boulder. And first of all, my question is, if the property was or is in the county, why is this section in here making it subject just to the city's authority, and was it enforced?
So we're speaking about the ordinances and the application materials.
It's the Dean Callen document. And the implication here that there was more weight given to the city's rules and laws than there was to the county at the time. And I assume this is still in force.
It's my understanding that these ordinances are still in effect. And it is also my understanding that they were drafted so that this property could receive water and sewer from the city. So the terms of the agreement were decided at that time. The applying great weight to the city's referral response is something we would do in any case when there's development in Area 2. Mm-hmm. Okay. So does that help?
Does that help, Sharon? Any other questions for staff from commission? There being none, if the applicant is present or the applicant's agent is present, we'll afford the opportunity for you to speak to the docket. If you would like the applicant also to speak when you're finished, that's fine. Let's try to do 10, 15 minutes if we can.
Sure.
Thanks.